USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Eastern Kentucky is recovering from devastating flooding affecting more than a dozen counties in that state. Governor Andy Beshear says that the death toll from the flood stands at 25 and could go up.
This is still an emergency situation. We are in search and rescue mode. Again, that count is going to continue to go up, and we don't lose this many people in flooding. This is a real tough one.
He adds that the Kentucky National Guard has rescued more than 400 people by aircraft alone over the last couple of days. The Commonwealth is also receiving assistance from the Tennessee and West Virginia National Guards. China's ruling Communist Party announced it was conducting what it called live fire exercises near the Pingtang Islands opposite the Taiwanese coast. The one-sentence announcement comes after their warning to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to do not go to Taiwan. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
State senators in Indiana are in a rare Saturday session to vote on a near-total ban on abortion. It's one of the first Republican-controlled states to debate tighter abortion laws since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last month. The bill would prohibit the procedure from the time a fertilized egg implants in a uterus. Exceptions would be allowed in cases of rape and incest, but a woman or girl seeking an abortion for one of those reasons would have to sign a notarized affidavit attesting to the attack. While abortion rights supporters say the bill went too far, abortion opponents say the bill didn't go far enough. It's not clear whether the bill would pass. Free Speech Systems, the company owned by conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, filed for bankruptcy on Friday. Details weren't immediately available, but his attorney says it should not disrupt his trial in Austin, Texas, which just wrapped up its first week. The family of one of the children killed in the Sandy Hook school shooting in 2012 wants the court to force Jones to pay them $150 million for defamation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Ukraine and Russia are blaming each other for the deaths of dozens of Ukrainian prisoners of war in a separatist-controlled area in the eastern part of Ukraine. According to Ukrainian officials, the Kremlin launched nighttime attacks on several Ukrainian cities. Separatist authorities and Russian officials said the attack killed more than 50 Ukrainian POWs and wounded another 75. The International Red Cross has asked to visit the prison to ensure that the wounded had proper treatment. Back here in the States, a recall that you should know about.
Two brands of salad mixes are being recalled by Dole because they may be tainted with a poisonous plant. The plant in question is called Hairy Nightshade. 16-ounce packages of Simply Nature Organic Spring Mix are being recalled. So are 5 and 11-ounce packages of Marketside Spring Mix. The potentially dangerous packages were sold at retailers in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Tennessee. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Unless you're in Illinois, it's likely not you. A single ticket has matched all six numbers for the $1.3 billion Mega Millions jackpot. According to the drawing's website, the winning ticket was bought at a Speedway gas station and convenience store in the Chicago suburb of Des Plaines. It's the nation's third largest lottery payout ever. The winner could have the jackpot paid over the course of 3 decades or cash out at more than $780 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.